Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship together. Oh, beloved, as we look into the Word of God, and as we have a little Bible study together and feed on the truths of God's written Word, I trust that your life will be blessed and enriched and encouraged from the study of the Word of God together. We're studying about the importance of God's Word and how that knowing the truth of God's Word will liberate and set us free. And the Word of God reveals the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God in human form, Jesus Christ, who is truth personified, that is truth in human form. And the Word of God tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth. And I want you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to the book of Romans. It is the sixth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5. And if you will turn with me there to Romans chapter 5, we'll be delighted to begin our Bible study together there. Now, those of you listening, perhaps some of you do not have a New Testament. We would like to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. And if you will write to us and send us your return mailing address, we will be delighted to send this to you. We'll also send you other Christian literature. I hope you're getting a pencil and a paper so you can write down our mailing address and can write to us and tell us that you would like to have these materials. It will be our pleasure to send them to you absolutely free and postage paid. Our mailing address is Bob, capital B-O-B, Griggs, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Again, that's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you put a capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box. And the number after that word box is 825. Again, that's capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, and then the number 825. On the next line, you put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then these numbers, 81137-0825. Now, that zip code is very important. Let me give it to you again. Capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then 81137-0825. On the last line, you'll put capital U, capital S, capital A. That stands for United States of America. And when you give us your mailing address, be sure and include the name of your country. We cannot send these materials if we do not know what country to mail them to. So please print clearly your name and your mailing address. That's the only way that we can send these materials to you, is if you will give us your name and your mailing address printed clearly, including the name of your country. Now here in Romans chapter 5, we're beginning with, well, let's look back to chapter 4, and let's begin with verse 21. And being fully persuaded that what he, and he's talking about Abraham, believing what God has told him concerning having a special son, being fully persuaded what he had promised he was able to perform, verse 22, therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now that word imputed is a Greek word, and it means to reckon, to count, and to give to him. It was counted to him, or it was reckoned to him for righteousness. His faith, his taking God at his word, his believing what God says. What is faith? Faith is just believing what God says he will do. It's just believing what God has stated in his word. That's what faith is. It's taking God at his word. When someone gives you a promise and you believe what they have promised, that's taking them at their word. That's putting faith in their word, faith in what they said. And so, faith in God's word. That's what Abraham did. God had told him that he would give him a son even in his old age, and Abraham believed God. And so it was imputed or reckoned or counted to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was counted to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be counted or reckoned if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Believe on him. Who was it that raised up Jesus from the dead? It was eternal God, God the Father. God the Father, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16 tells us, that whosoever would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ should not perish, but have eternal life. God the Father raised up the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. You see, Christ died for our sins on an old rugged cross some 2,000 years ago. Even your calendar, the calendar points back to that period of time when A.D. and B.C. came about. B.C. was before Christ. A.D. is after the death of Christ. And so, before Christ and after the death of Christ, even the calendar points to the fact that there was one who history centers around, and that one is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we look back to his death, burial, and resurrection. And this is what he's talking about. God raised Jesus from the dead, and if we believe in him and in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, what does it say? But for us also to whom it shall be imputed or counted, if we believe on him, God the Father, that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered, Christ, was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Now, what does that big word justification mean? That word justification means just as if I'd never sinned. Now, that's an amazing thing, beloved. That's an amazing thing. But that's a wonderful and a glorious truth. that will be applied and counted to our life if we will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that He died for our sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, that He lives today, if we will accept Him as our Savior and believe that God the Father sent Him to die for us and that God the Father raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. We're in the book of Romans. Go to Romans chapter 10. Hold your place. We'll come back to Romans 5. But go to Romans chapter 10 and notice what the Scripture tells us in the book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that is, confess that you believe in the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that God did that, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, or doing that which is right, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Notice verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, putting their faith and trust in Him, just as He said, shall be saved. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, He's talking about in your inner being, in your spirit, that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the word thou is an old English word that means you will be saved. Beloved, salvation is simply believing what God has said and accepting what He has told us to do in order that we might receive this wonderful gift of salvation and be forgiven for our sin. Beloved, even where you are right now, you can cry out from your inner being, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord God, that You sent Jesus to die for my sin. I believe, Lord Jesus, that You died in my place, that You were buried, and that You arose from the dead. I believe You live today. Come into my inner being, into my spirit, O Lord Jesus. Cleanse me from my sin. Give me the gift of salvation and eternal life. And, beloved, if you will pray a prayer like that, God will hear that prayer and will give you that gift of eternal life. And then write to us and let us know that we might rejoice with you. Till next time, good.